You are listening to the Grow Your Local Business podcast, where local marketing expert and life coach Leslie Presnell shares the strategies and the mindset to help you reach more people in your city and bring in a steady stream of clients. All right, let's dive in.
Hello, welcome to episode 30, How to Build Local Credibility. How's it going? What's been going on? How's your year been going? It is May. And listen, if you're listening in the future, I don't know when it is, but welcome. Right now, it is May. And I've got to say, I'm very excited for the summer season that we're getting into. Over the next couple of months, I have got some really big creative projects happening. I am going through the process now of really revamping a lot of things inside of my program, inside the Localpreneur Bootcamp, and really streamlining things and asking myself, like, how can I get my clients' results even quicker? What is absolutely necessary for them? What can I take out to save them time? What do I need to add to really expand and get them even bigger results? So I've really been thinking about my process that I take my clients through and the results that I guarantee, and really thinking about every problem that my clients come to me with and how I can have a solution to that in my program. So I feel like I'm on fire right now and I'm ready to just slow down a bit over this summer and really dig deep and get everything out of my brain and into my clients' brains and really thinking, like, what do I want my program to be in a year from now, in 2 years from now, in 3 years from now, and how can I get everyone results even faster? And then how can I get people who are just finding me or who have been following me for a while, but maybe on the fence, like, how can I help them build their own confidence and build their own belief in themselves and that the results are possible for them too? Like, how can I make it clear for them that they're also going to cross the finish line? And just making sure that everything in my teachings and everything in my program accounts for that, that it accounts for everyone crossing the finish line and getting what they came for, getting the local clients more revenue, more ease in their marketing, and really becoming that local go-to person in their industry. So that's where my brain has been behind the scenes lately. This past month has been crazy, really, as far as travel and things going on. So there was a lot less work going on, actually, but I think that just gave me a lot more space to think about my clients and future clients and what I want to do for them. So I loved how busy last month was, but I'm really ready for those long, slow days in my office just so I can create. That is really what I'm looking forward to right now. I got to travel last month to Louisville, Kentucky for a few days to meet with my mastermind and my coach. And we actually planned out the next 3 years of our business. So it's so fun to know where I'm going and what the next 3 years are going to look like and what I need to create now to create that growth and to handle that growth on the back end of my business. So I'm just excited because I know my clients are just going to keep getting bigger and bigger results. And that more than anything makes me want to show up to work every day. And also totally unrelated, but so related, we just got back from the Taylor Swift concert, from her Eras tour concert. And I gotta say, that girl can put on a show like no other. And to think, like, how many times she's doing that show night after night, city after city, month after month. And that's like a 3 hour show that with no breaks, like literally she has like a 1 minute outfit change or something crazy. And I'm like, okay, if she can do that many times and put on this huge production for her fans, like, we can do hard work too, because she is doing some hard work right now. And if you're not going to the concert, go watch some of the production of the tour, like on Instagram. It's completely taken over my feed right now, but it is just such a high level of execution. And it just has me thinking of my own business like that. Like, what is the highest level I can do this even if it is really hard work, even if it does feel impossible, even if it does feel overwhelming, and I don't quite know how to completely execute it yet, because you know that Taylor is just thinking of her fans and how much they are losing their minds over this tour. So I'm just thinking of you guys, like how many more of you are coming and the big things that we're going to do together and even the impact that's going to have on your clients and in your city. So today, though, we are going to talk about how to build local credibility. And I have so many people come to me and say, you know, like people don't know me yet. I'm just not that visible. I don't know how to really get the word out about my business. I don't have any credibility yet. So I've been thinking a lot about this lately. Like, how do you build local credibility? And as I was thinking on it, I was like, let me lay out the steps. Like, let me think from beginning to end, what does someone actually need to do step by step? Or what are the phases that they need to go through to build up their local credibility? So I thought on it and I started laying it out. And then I really narrowed it all down to four main big steps that we're going to go through today. Now, of course, there are going to be a lot of little steps within these four big steps, but really there are four main things that you're going to do to build your local credibility. And really just four things that you would need to do to go from no one knowing you in your city at all to being very credible, people knowing you, people trusting you, and people believing in you and in your business. So I laid out these steps, which I'm going to share with you in a minute, but I laid it all out and I was like, this is it. Like, this is all you have to do. Like, this is the process. It's only four main things. So I sat back in my computer chair, like all proud, like I've cracked the credibility code. And I was like, wait, like, this is not anything new. Like, this is exactly what I already teach. Like, this is my process. Like, this is my process that I already teach how to grow your local business, like how to get more local clients. So I just started laughing because I was like, oh, I get it. Like, we think that credibility is this end result that we're working towards. Or we think that we need credibility in order to have the business and the clientele that we want. So it leaves us in this really weird place. It leaves us in this place of not fully believing in ourselves and in our business until we have the credibility. And then we don't take the action to build up our business. So we never actually go and create that credibility. So we're always just stuck, like ping-ponging in between not believing we have the credibility, but wanting to create the credibility. So it leaves us in this weird place. So it got me thinking, local credibility cannot be this thing that we wait for. We cannot wait to be credible. Our local credibility is something that we are building every single day. It's not something that we just all of a sudden have from everyone in a year from now or in 5 years from now. Credibility isn't something that we work towards, or it's not something that one day all of a sudden we're just credible when we have all the clients, or when we do have all the revenue, or when we have all the experience, or when we have all the proven results. Credibility is something that you, as the business owner, build every single day. That means it's in your control. So here's what I mean. So there are four main steps or phases that you're going to go through to build your local credibility. So step one, believe you're credible. Step two, meet as many local people as possible. Step three, show them how you can help them and prove that you can get them results. Step four, get other people talking about you. So all those four steps are things that are actually within your control. And I think that's the most important thing for you to know here, because sometimes we think that credibility comes from other people. We think other people have to tell us we're credible. We think other people's opinion of us in our city. So our clients, our followers, we think credibility comes from their opinions. And we wait on them to approve of us and love us and to buy from us and to follow us and to get results from us in order to be credible. So we wait on them and for this magical future date when all of this happens for us to believe that we're worthy and credible and that we've arrived and we have this business that people love. But I want to offer today that building your credibility is in your control. You are in the driver's seat of building up your credibility. So a mistake I see a lot of people making is they sit and wait as if it happens to them. But you get to go out there and meet people. You don't wait for people to find you. You don't wait and hope to become more visible in your city. You go out there and make yourself more visible in your city. So it's really just like a math problem. It's like solving a problem, right? I don't have the credibility I want yet because not enough people know me yet. I haven't worked with enough people yet. I haven't gotten enough people results yet. I don't have enough people talking about me yet and the experience yet. It's like a math problem that needs to be solved. So then, as the CEO of your business, you just get to work. So how can you solve for this? How can you build your local credibility? How can you meet more local people? How can you show them that you can help them? How can you get more people results? How can you get more people talking about you? So by simply asking these questions, you're back in the driver's seat and you can get to work now and start taking massive action versus waiting on the credibility to happen to you or waiting on more people just to discover you or to find you. So let's dive into each of these four steps and break down what you need to be doing to build up your local credibility. So the first step to building your credibility is to first just believe you are credible. So in order for you to go out there and build your credibility and take the actions that build credibility, you have to have the mindset that you're already credible. You already belong. You're already a local expert. You're already a top player. You're already an amazing choice for your clients. You can already get them results. You're already credible. Being credible starts with your own belief in yourself. I say this because I see so many people trying to do it backwards. They try to take a lot of action to prove to themselves that they are credible, that they do belong, that they can do this, that they are legit, that they can make this work. They look for outside validation that their business is credible. But I want you to go inside for that first. I don't want you to look at what you've already created in your business. I don't want you to look at the current clients you have or the current revenue you have or the results you've gotten in your business already. I want you to look at your own thoughts about you as the business owner and what you know you can do for your clients. This is where I want you to start with your credibility. So I actually looked up the definition of credibility, and it means the quality of being trusted and believed in. And that starts with you. It starts with you trusting you and what you can do for your clients before you go work with them and before you get validation from them. It starts with you knowing what you can do before you even get the testimonials from them, before they say words to you that make you feel good, that make you feel validated, before anyone shares your content on social media, before local media features you, before you start getting more followers or clients. I want you to start practicing believing in your own credibility first, regardless what happens in the outside world. And this is important because if you're just starting out, it may take some time for you to get real testimonials or paying clients or a certain number of followers. And if you're waiting on that to give you validation, you're going to quit, or it's going to slow you down because you're going to think something's gone wrong. You're going to be waiting for that to help you show up every day. But if you can give yourself that validation and build up your own credibility and remind yourself day after day just how credible you are and why, that's going to keep you taking massive action and get you out there meeting new local people every day. And if you are, on the other hand, already working with local clients, if you rely too much on what people say and people's feedback and follower counts and the outside validation, when you don't get that, or when that slows, or if you get negative feedback or criticism, it's going to send you spiraling, because you won't have practiced giving that to yourself enough. So you're going to slow down. You're going to stop showing up. You're going to think you're doing something wrong if someone gives you any sort of negative feedback. Or you'll change how you're doing something, or you'll want to change everything because you got a bad review, or you lost a follower, or something happened that you saw as bad. You'll question your own credibility in those moments. And if you're doing it right, if you don't build up this credibility within yourself first. So that's why this is step one. Step one to building your own local credibility is to create it within you first. This is just your self-concept that you start living with. You are credible. All right, so the second step in becoming more credible and building your local credibility is to meet as many local people as possible. So another big part of building up your credibility is to have as many people in your city know who you are. So I have an entire podcast episode on how to meet more local people. That's episode 21. I'm going to link that up in the show notes. But in that podcast, I talk about how meeting people is also something that's in your control, just like building your own local credibility is in your control. So for example, meeting more local people could be as easy as saying, I want to meet 500 new people this year. Great. How are we going to do it? Make a list. Seriously, I'm going to go to all these events. I'm going to do these giveaways with these local businesses. I'm going to do a pop-up here. I'm going to attend these networking events. You just decide to meet more local people, and then you take the massive action to meet them. Meeting local people or not knowing enough local people does not have to be a problem. Being more visible and having people know you is 100% in your control. You just get out there and you start meeting people, whether that's online or offline. So meeting people can happen in a million different ways. So you're out there meeting people, and this brings me to my third step in building up your local credibility. And let me say this as a side note. I say step, but really you're doing these things all the time, right? You're always believing yourself. You're always out there meeting people. And the third thing you're always doing is you're always showing people how you can help them, and you're proving that you can get people results. Results builds trust. So you want to be showing people how you can help them, what kind of results you're going to be able to get them. And you can do this in two ways. So you can get people results through your content on social media before they've ever even worked with you. So this is what we call results ahead of time. You're giving them knowledge, tips, tricks, advice, information. You're giving them mini results or transformations before they've ever even worked with you. This is what builds your like, know, and trust factor. So they're going to think, okay, I'm getting so much from her free stuff. I wonder what her paid stuff is like. And I hear this all the time. One of my clients who joined the Localpreneur Bootcamp recently told me that she got over 1,000 followers from one of my podcast episodes. So of course, she was all in to become my client. She was like, I got so much just from your free stuff. I want to see what's possible when I actually pay you. when I actually become your client, go through your program step by step, and work with you directly every week. So you're always showing people how you can help them through your content. And this could also look like sharing testimonials or showing results that you've gotten previous clients, showing them what's possible and what results are possible. People need to know what's possible. And people ask me this all the time, especially those who are just starting out, like, how can I show people results, or how do I share what I've done for clients, or how do I show social proof if I don't have any clients yet? And there are two ways that you can do this. So one, you're always your own best client. So if this is possible, you can share your own results and what you've been able to do yourself. And another thing you can do is you can ask your friends or your family to be your client. Bring them in to work with you, get them results, get photos, write posts, and create content about their experience working with you. And just make it easy. Use the people in your current network who are getting real results. Even if they aren't your paying clients, they are still getting results from working with you. And that's what you want to be able to show. People will work with you because they want a certain result. They want a certain outcome or a certain product that will make them feel a certain way. So how can you show them that result or that outcome over and over? And then, of course, you 100% over-deliver, and you prove that when they do pay you, that when they do become your client, your customer, that they get these results. So that leads me into this final step, step four. The final piece to build local credibility is to work towards getting other people to talk about you. So when you can get people amazing results, when you can blow their mind and give them an amazing experience, this is when they tell their friends. This is when they refer you. This is how word of mouth spreads. This is when they become repeat clients. This is when they post on social media about you. They become raving local fans because you've over-delivered. You've given them exactly what they wanted, if not more. And look, don't be afraid either to ask for reviews or testimonials. I have an entire podcast episode on this as well. It's called How to Collect Testimonials. That's episode 11. But the more people see other people talking about you and the results that they're getting, the more they will trust you. The more they will think it's possible for them to get those results too. And another side effect of that is when you're sharing and other people are sharing, local media starts to recognize that too. Then they want to feature you. Or local influencers and bloggers and Instagrammers become interested in what you're doing and what all the buzz is about. Your whole local community, people in your industry, people start noticing because you have built up that credibility. You've made yourself the local go-to in your industry by staying in massive action, by staying in service of your client, and by staying in belief of how you can help them. You stayed consistent. And I think that is another big piece of credibility is consistency. It's not being in and out of your business, not quitting or taking long breaks when things get hard, just staying consistent. When people see you showing up week after week, they know they can trust you. They know you're going to show up. They know you're going to be there. You are constant. You are consistent to them. They're going to trust that you're going to be there, that you're not going anywhere. So those are the four steps of building up local credibility: believing you're credible, meeting as many people as possible, showing them how you can help them, and proving that you can get them results, and then getting other people to talk about you. And listen, building your credibility does not have to take a long time. You can become credible today with one person. You can become credible tomorrow with another person. Local credibility doesn't happen all at once with your entire city. It happens day by day, one person at a time, one follower at a time, one client at a time. That's how you create the business and the results you want. One person, one result, one day at a time. Okay, my friends, have a wonderful week and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode, I want to invite you to check out my program, The Localpreneur Bootcamp. This is my coaching program for business owners who are ready to become the local go-to in their industry with a steady stream of clients. You can find more information at lesliepresnell.com, and I'll see you inside.